We will call this to order. Stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Colleen and Katie are gone tonight. Anybody else is here?
Moving into public comment, this period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded an opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to board counsel about item within the jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public. Period listed on the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, speaker, podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote. Approval of the minutes for September 24th, 2019.
September.
Wow.
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approval of agenda for January 28th, 2020. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. For discussion only.
Hey, everybody. Sergeant Jeff Dean. Hope you all have good holidays. It's been a couple months since we last saw each other. I unfortunately don't have any statistics to report because I don't know if any of you care or know this. Metro just went through a giant reorganization on Saturday. All the boundaries for all of our area commands in town all changed. So with that, our mapping system and crime mapping system is all in flux. So unfortunately, I couldn't pull together.
We do care.
There was no boundary changes that would affect Good Springs area. We fall under the umbrella of the Enterprise Area Command, which is a station in town, 6975 West Windmill. The only thing that changed the boundaries for Enterprise, where it used to encompass like the Tropicana Corridor, Flamingo, Southwest. Now it's everything across Warm Springs, South and Las Vegas Valley. That's all part of the Enterprise Area Command, and we still fall under that umbrella. So, but no boundary changes for you. Other than that, we don't have any significant events to report. Everything that we responded to, for the most part, out here within your standard stuff, domestic disturbances. Nothing of any great concern. Anyone have any questions or concerns they wanted to bring up to me? As always, if you have something that's more personal or sensitive, you're more vocal. I'll stick around with them and you're more welcome to talk to me afterwards. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. Quick one. How often are the speed traps right there at the highway and 161?
Yeah, let us know when you're going to be there.
161 and I-15? I mean, I'll be honest, I've got one guy who works day shift. He takes his traffic enforcement very seriously.
Okay.
Former motorcycle cop. That's hard to say. It's one of his favorite spots. So you're probably best off. He usually likes to target more, not necessarily locals. I mean, I know a couple locals get caught up in it here and there. He usually likes to target the people who are coming from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Who see that wide open desert space and want to treat it like a racetrack. But they do like to hang out. That's one of the spots. So you're probably best off just doing the speed limit-ish.
But it could be a weekly thing. Or
he's out there a lot. That's all I can tell you. There's honestly no rhyme or reason. He does rotate his spots, but that is one of his favorite spots. That's usually Officer Bazan Steele's.
Who flashes lights at me?
He flashes lights at his own mom.
do the officers in general usually give you about a 10 mile an hour leeway or no?
Oh, you know, that's a tough question.
That's a lot.
That's tricky.
That's a lot.
It depends on the cop, and it depends on the day. It really does.
And if they know your car, if you're a repeat offender.
And traffic,
yes, there's
too.
A lot.
And traffic.
For example, I was always a 15 over kind of a guy, but it always would depend on that. But I've had colleagues who were 7 over guys. It really depends on the cop. It's a really hard question to answer. But always be nice to them. That's your best chance to get out.
There was a fire. Any news on that? Was it?
I have actually no news on that whatsoever. No, but I was told about it by my guys. But no, I don't know anything about.
Okay.
About it.
Are here in Gisborne?
Yeah, the house burned down over here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tell them to hear us speak on that. I'm sure she knows. But yeah, I heard about it, but
I didn't know
if anything
house
criminal
it was.
Yeah. That occurred with it. So I wasn't involved.
It was a double wide.
Over here.
Yeah.
You don't know the
people. Yeah, like
you don't know the people that used to.
They get them all the time out in Sandy Valley. Mm-hmm. They don't even call us and tell us about it, honestly. Because they don't need us for traffic control. So
empty.
Unless the fire department thinks something's hanky, they usually don't even tell us. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Did you
see the helicopter land on the other side of the...
Yeah. Yeah.
What were they doing? Just playing?
No, I think they got canceled. They came out to pick somebody up, and then they got canceled.
What, today?
No, a while back. I think it happened. There was
good
two.
Good timing,
in Italy,
guys.
Uh-oh.
I want to say.
These guys do not sit on stay around.
They were nice. There was a
they're
nice shift.
They're not the ones.
Yeah.
They are not the ones you're looking for.
Receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding upcoming mandatory CAC training, updates on BLM. Wild horses for the Good Springs area and other updates for Clark County for discussion only.
So I don't have a whole lot. I was out, most of you know, I was out for quite a while. I had 900 emails when I got back. So I'm still sorting through all that. It's a lot, yeah. And I was very good this time. I did not check my email for 6 weeks. So.
And your phone is full.
I know. So you guys have mandatory CAC training February 8th. A big part of that training is a presentation that I'm doing all about planning. So
you were great last year, by the way.
Thank you.
She really was. You guys. Sorry you missed it. We'll tell you all about it. But
well, a similar presentation that I'm going to do for you guys, I'm going to do again in Sandy Valley, all about planning, the planning process, what is planning, what is zoning, what is a land use plan. I'm going to be doing that later this spring over in Sandy Valley. So I'll let you guys know when that is, and you can come over and see that.
So it's open for anybody to
our
come?
Training?
Not just
that? The 8th.
Theirs
February
is
the 8th.
Just
February.
For CAC members, but when I do one in Sandy Valley, I'll let you know, and that'll be for anybody. I did it about 6 years ago, and it was really well received, and I think it's everyone should be educated on it so that you don't get surprised, so you know how it works. So that's why I did it, because planning and zoning is can be scary. It can be a really confusing, scary process, and I think everyone should know how it works. So I'll let you know when I get that planned. This is kind of a personal thing, but it really relates to you guys. You guys know I'm a horse person, but they did a roundup last year of a bunch of the horses from this range. This range in the Red Rock, this is called the Red Rock HMA, herd management area. And there just was not enough water. The horses were suffering, and they were all taken to Ridgecrest for keeping. And a lot of them have been updated, adopted, and a lot are have been chosen to participate in what's called a TIP challenge. And it's called a it's trainer incentive program. So trainers go gentle the horses, and then they have, I believe it's 90 days to work with the horses, and then they do a competition where you can see the horses.
It's on TV.
Well, it's like Extreme Mustang Makeover is the one that's on TV. This is a little more low-key, but it's still awesome. There was one here in November, and some of the horses that were gathered here were available for adoption there. I know one was adopted by my friend, so one of the horses from here is in Sandy Valley right now. But a bunch of the horses are being trained for the challenge. The next one's in Sacramento, so it's just kind of exciting. I think it's nice to know what happens to them. I think there's a lot of misconceptions of what happens to the horses when they're gathered. Most of them look really fat and happy. They are filled out, and one is going to be coming to live at my house. One that was named Inkprint. We did not adopt him. A friend who has documented the herd for 20 years. It was the horse she's followed. He's 18 years old, and he got gathered, and she adopted him, is going to keep him at our house. So I'm excited to have a living legend being at our house. So, and he's being gentle right now, and she's been able to pet him and love on him after watching him for 18 years. So it's really pretty awesome. So so it's exciting. And just in case you guys don't know, we own a burro that came from the Good Springs area that was orphaned. So so it's exciting to be able to keep them here close at home. I didn't put this in my notes, but Commissioner Jones, before I went out on leave, we met with Director of Public Works about our OHV trail that we're trying to get in to come into town here. And we had run into a bit of a speed bump with NDOT because they didn't want to give us the right-of-way. Well, they told me no, that they didn't want to give us the right-of-way. So the Director of Public Works says he'll step in and make a formal request for it. So like I said, I haven't been back that long, but I need to circle back with him. And the commissioner said that he would send a letter urging them to give us the right-of-way to be able to do the trail. So there's some progress on that. Hopefully we'll get some good results on that. And I don't think there's anything else. In local area, February 15th is Balloon Fest in Sandy Valley, which is a big fundraiser for the VFD over there. So it's a really nice event. You want to go with pancake breakfast and hotter balloons, anything?
Balloon Fest.
I think that's it. Unless there's any questions for me. On
that OHV dedicated area, how is that move along through Congress?
It's part of the bigger lands bill, and I don't think there's, I don't have a specific update. I know Catherine Cortez Masto wrote some revisions to it, but I don't know if it had anything to do with OHV areas. I don't know, I'll have to get an update on that. I think more of her stuff had to do with Forest Service land.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Is it too late to talk about things for the budget?
It depends what it is. I mean, if it's wanting a community pool, yes. If it's something minor like a stop sign, or something, then
I'll dig one.
That's something.
I just want you to be happy.
Okay. What is it? What is it? Because there's things I can put in all the time.
Okay, so it went like this.
I have that all the time.
I know you do. How about if we try and get a 25 mile an hour speed sign painted on the streets?
We do not do that at Clark County.
What?
Yeah, that is, we do not.
Is that a private property thing? I've seen it in homeowners associations.
Right, and those are private roads, and they can do what they want. They can mark them the way they want. But in the county, we do not put markings on the roads. I've tried to get stop bars, you know, on the road.
Yeah.
And we don't do that.
What about those flashing, you know, those flashing like signs? Like when they have stop signs, they have the lights around them with the actual solar, so they're powered, something like that for speed mile? For,
I don't know if they do those for speed. Do they do those for speed?
I know in town they have them all over town. They're like for stop signs.
Right, for stop signs.
Yeah,
but I don't know if they do that for speed signs.
So I don't know if they did it for like a yield, like a yellow yield sign or something like that.
Is there a particular area that's, one particular area that's a problem? Or are you thinking everywhere? Or...
Well, I mean, in front of my place is where I know them best. So, you know, but, you know, and driving in front of the Pioneer, Spring Street, and Main.
Pacific.
And Pacific.
Well, apparently Jerry's going 10 miles over us. That's on the
highway. I thought we got 15.
No, I keep it at 9.
But
I
just thought,
I keep it at 9.
Dang it, if we could just put...
But I
mean,
I
what if we
you,
went and spray painted?
I hear what you're saying.
Ourselves.
I hear what you're saying. But do you think those people really don't know what a speed limit is?
Oh, yeah, they don't care.
No, but if they're reminded, then we can shoot bow and arrow at their tires or something.
I can't advocate any of that.
I know you can.
Your ears are plugged.
Speed bumps?
Nerf. Bow and arrows is what I'm referring to.
Are there
Nerf?
Speed limit signs posted?
Evidently not enough.
There is on Pacific, but it's blocked by all the foliage.
Yeah, and they have
so is it easier to get more speed limit signs?
I don't know. I will ask. I don't know what the rules are for speed limit signs.
Every 25 feet?
What about
feet?
Those temporary ones?
Every 25 feet.
Well, don't you always have to... Don't you ask for more because you know you're going to get less?
Well, we could do like burrow signs too. I think people respect that a lot more than humans.
What about
I'm serious.
Unfortunately, I think you're right, Chris.
I think you're right.
Because that'll damage their vehicle.
Yeah. On Pacific, for sure.
Oh.
It.
Not your burrow. No.
Burrows, we got the one put on the Hall Road.
Yeah.
You know. But
it didn't do any good. They still.
I know, but crossing signs, animal crossing signs, those definitely, there has to be evidence that there's been a problem, and if one hasn't been hit.
They come and poop in my yard.
I have holes everywhere.
They're in Tom's house right now. They're
there all the time.
Yeah.
There's three.
Right, but if you haven't, if they're,
she
if
said
they
nobody's
ran
into them.
If nobody's hit them, they have to have a reason.
Let's see if I can get one.
But what about it?
No,
you would not.
What about those temporary like trailers that they bring out that it'll say the speed limit and then how fast you're going? Are there any of
those
options?
We have two
options?
At Metro,
yeah.
And it takes an active conversation.
Yeah,
two. But I'll ask.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
was,
one on
yeah.
Pecos.
Two. We have two.
Of the whole?
That's only
one
I
one
see.
One of those speed trailers is usually designated for training. And then there's another one that kind of moves around. The traffic bureau has one, but
there's always one.
I gotta be honest. When you're pushing 98 feet
south
town,
from Sunset,
yeah,
yeah.
Right. Speed trailer is gonna be on the low end of the
price. Okay, thank you.
We just gotta find a way.
What's the worst example of those, no?
We just gotta find a way. Oh, see, now she's coming about violent. Now she's coming out violent.
Probably right.
I don't know if y'all heard that, but she's gonna put tax on the road.
Coming into town, right off of that hill. We're leaving.
I mean, maybe a clown.
Have to drive on that road. The taxes
maybe
isn't doing any good.
A clown with a sign spinner or something on a weekend.
A creepy clown.
We'll probably have accidents
scare me.
From that.
if you can come up with
it gets
a
their attention.
Problem, we'll all be millionaires.
I just
this,
we just need
it's not here.
Something.
I mean, yeah. It's everywhere.
One more thing that just around town. I know I kind of do a little loop around here, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of. Like new trash, like dumping, like new refrigerators just outside of town. And there's things that are, I mean, there's washer and dryers out there right behind here that obviously they've been shooting and doing all this stuff. But I mean, but there is just like new giant garbage stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't mind picking it up, but I just need someone to help me.
Yeah.
I got my truck, so.
So if it's on BLM land, we can get BLM to come out and do a cleanup.
Yeah.
But if it's just individual things, like, is it along the road?
Yeah, so as you're going to the gun range, mm-hmm. it's like right off the road on the right, there's a ginormous refrigerator, and then to the left of that, probably 25 yards in, there's a washer, dryer, bowling balls, garbage, like fire pit, all this stuff.
Okay.
But I've never seen anybody, but if we can at least clean it up. I mean, I don't mind helping clean it up, but I just...
Today I saw somebody driving with a whole... back end of their truck full of stuff. It looked like things that they had cut down, and it was obvious what they were intended to do.
Mm. I don't understand. That seems like it takes more effort to go dump it somewhere
far away,
in the middle of nowhere.
Well, to drive out for an hour to go dump.
Right. I don't understand.
Should we reach out to you with like the longitude, latitude, where it's at?
No, I'll
okay.
All
right.
Or I'll go with you anytime.
Okay.
You just stop by the house.
Okay. I have a couple ideas on that, so I'll
just do that. Can I ask a question? What are they doing now with the grader and the water trucks and stuff?
Yeah, what's going on today?
I don't know. It could just be routine the roads that the county maintains, they go on a
They graded Alameda.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so up Alameda.
Part of Maine.
Yeah.
Oh, so they are working here in
Yeah, they're cleaning it up the east
side. Hopefully they're coming back tomorrow because they didn't do my end.
Well, the trucks are there. So, yeah.
Go put a little note on the window.
Yeah. They don't tell me because they just are on a rotation basis. Yeah. I know they were working on, is it Kingston Road on this side? Anyway, the road where the trash is. I know they were working on that on both ends of that. So, it's just a rotation that they come through and work on the roads. So
they're just doing the sides of the roads. I can't go put a little sticker on their windshield. Can you please come out East Pacific?
No. Well, I mean, you can try. I mean, maybe bake them some cookies.
There's nothing wrong with
our road is getting muffin. Pretty ruddy from these idiots. Yeah.
Well, but I don't know if your road is maintained road.
It's not county road. No.
Right. So,
you'll
not
have to do your brownies.
Cookie,
forget
yeah.
cookies, brownies.
Yeah, that might do it.
Believe me, they're dealing with this right now up in Mount Charleston about whether the county should maintain roads that they don't own. So,
yeah, I know.
So no, they're not going to maintain.
Every once in a while, there's someone that works on it that's really nice and come a little ways out. My shovel and rake doesn't work very good anymore.
Okay, anything else?
On Phelan, Maine, is that a county? That's all county maintained, correct?
Phelan, Maine? It should be. Mm-hmm. I would have to look. I think all the roads in town are dedicated and maintained.
Can you add to that list, paid that?
I know.
We have.
With four real built houses.
Even when they did all the other, why did they leave that one out?
And you guys didn't tell me that to put it on the list 2 months ago, but I'll add it. I'll send that to
them. I'll give up mine for yours.
No, I'll add that. Okay.
Specifically.
And it probably will not be
yeah.
Actual paving. It'll probably be like what they did.
That's
the chewed up.
Better than if they just ground keep roll over
road bumps.
It a lot. They gotta roll over.
Okay.
The chip and tar, is that what you have?
So the next thing is me too, so I'll just stay here. Is the 2020 meeting schedule. I had sent it out to you guys a while back and I was going to bring copies and I didn't bring them with me. I sent it out. I didn't get any crazy feedback from you guys, so I can just go with whatever was on what you emailed me, which was nothing. Basically, it's holidays is when it, you know.
Yeah.
Since you're towards the end of the month, next
Thanks.
November and Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super groovy.
Okay.
Thanks.
A representative from the 2020 census will share information about the upcoming census, including employment opportunities, for discussion only.
Hello, my name is Teresa Bauer, and I am with the U.S. Census, and the address is Washington, D.C., although our office address is 1250 South Buffalo. My last name is spelled B-O-W-E-R. And we are hiring for the census. As you know, the decennial census comes around every 10 years. And we've started the process almost 2 years ago, ramping up with partnership specialists, with recruiters. We're now doing our main push right now to hire enumerators, which are the ones that go not quite door to door, but to specific homes that throw away the questionnaire. So pretty soon, in the next few weeks, you'll be receiving a questionnaire in the mail that will ask you some questions about the people that live in your home. Age, gender, race, there's a few questions that they ask. And most people fill that questionnaire out and send it in. There's a small percentage, about 5% each time, that don't. So we hire people to help us. Do you guys know how much that questionnaire is worth if somebody throws it out? $20,000 per person per 10 years, per community. So it's
and
really
what percentage
important.
Does the guy get that goes in? Gets that information for you?
No, we're not on commission, unfortunately. It's also used, as you know, the data is used to redistrict for the congressional districts, which could be
sometimes contentious, usually is. But most importantly, each one of those questionnaires with a value of $20,000 turned in, five of them is $100,000 for the community over a period of 10 years. So it adds up for police, fire, roads, hospitals, you know, all those types of things that are budgeted in will be put into the budget for that. There's almost $1 trillion to be spent from the federal level to the state and the counties and the cities. So it's really important that each one of these questionnaires gets completed. So we pay $18 an hour, which is above the average pay, especially for, you know, our area. And that pay is for people to go out and enumerate. So you'll be given a list of houses, and you'll be going to those houses and getting the questionnaires completed. There is some quality control aspects, and there are some supervisor positions, and there are some clerical office positions, but those are pretty much for the Las Vegas office, which is on Buffalo, right by the Social Security office. And then they just opened a brand new office up on Civic Center Drive near, I think it's Craig, in North Las Vegas. So we're hiring a lot of people in a short period of time. They're training at the Las Vegas office. So if you are interested, all applications to work are online. I've got some brochures and flyers, and I've got some cards. And you basically go to the website and apply. It takes about 20 minutes. We give preference to military for veterans who've served. And if you've worked for the government before, have any type of government experience, your background check will probably go through a little quicker. It's a good experience for people who are 18 years old, and a lot of seniors find it a popular job to do. Training is mandatory when you get accepted. Once you apply, it takes about 7 to 10 days for a background check, and then you could get a call. Industry standard is we hire about 1 out of 7 people. So for every 7 people that apply, we'll hire 1. Although some areas vary, depending, you know, on the demographics. Right now, Good Springs, I just looked on our data. We have a goal of 56 people for the Good Springs area. Right now, we have 48. So we'll be hiring another 8-10 people soon.
You already have 48 people in Good Springs?
48 people from the Good Springs area have applied and are qualified.
That probably includes
Sandy Valley.
No, just Good Springs. It's not just the Good Springs proper, it's our tract area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this census tract
goes
all the way up to Mountain's Edge, includes Sandy Valley. This census tract is big.
So yes, and some do. Some go really long, and then like there's one track that just has the end of Anthem Hills and goes all the way down to Searchlight, and like no.
Right. Our this census tract that we're included in here in Sandy Valley goes all the way up to Mountain's Edge. I just dealt with this with Susie Lee's office. So.
Oh, did you? Okay.
So what's the term for the position?
So the enumerator positions go anywhere from 10 weeks to 3 to 6 months. And it's a tour of duty. You get a DAPS form. So any of you worked for the government before, it's similar to a military duty. And it could be extended depending on how you do. And it also depends on how the area does. So in some areas of California, they had to extend dates because the data they were getting wasn't gathered quickly enough. Some areas, I did the census 20 years ago, and we finished early, about 2 weeks early. And we made it within 0.5% of our goal, so that was good. We're striving for 100%. I think they shoot for an average of 98-99, which doesn't sound like it's a lot, but it's thousands of people if you just look at it from a data standpoint. So I brought some brochures. I've given you guys some. What's his name in the library?
Jean.
I'm going to be emailing him some PDFs. So he can distribute electronically, put it on the website, post any links.
and you know, share any brochures that he wants to print out. And I have some I can leave you. Do you, anybody have any questions? No.
About
you have to live in the Good Springs or Sandy Valley area.
You do have to live in the area that you work, although they may have you go outside. These in the rural areas, they may send you to different places. I know when I was at Sandy Valley about a year ago, the last Balloon Festival, the Pancake Breakfast, the Balloon Festival got canceled. But I was out there, and two of the women that were had previously worked for the census still lived there. So one woman said she wanted to do it, and the other didn't. So there's less transient populations in the more rural areas here. And I'm from Henderson, and when I went out there, I couldn't find anybody that had been around for the census. Nobody at the chamber. One person was there 8 years. He was the longest employee. So I had a hard time finding what the case precedent was for the different organizations, how they dealt with the census in the past. So, but the one lady at Sandy Valley, I sat with her at the pancake breakfast. I can't remember her name. I think it was Patty. I can't remember. But so, yeah. So I can leave these things for you. And if you guys know anybody, it's great for kids, 17, 18 years old. If they're just turning 18, the application process will take them. And then when they turn 18, they can be qualified to work.
How many hours per week?
Anywhere from 10 to 40. It's up to 40, and it's considered a part-time temporary job. So if anybody's retiree and they have any kind of annuities or government pensions, it might affect their benefits. They need to talk to their benefits coordinator. But other than that, if it's a younger person's first job, it looks awesome on the resume. I mean, you have to pass a background check. So most other companies or smaller government agencies like counties or cities look upon that favorably. So if you've worked for the census before, it's kind of a step up for any other positions you want to get. And it's fun. I really enjoyed working there. So now I'm a recruiter and I'm at this end of the job, and it's kind of fun too. I mean, the whole process is really good. And also, this is the one government agency that does not share any information with any other government agency. By law, it's in the Constitution, your personal information is not provided for 72 years. So if you live long enough, it'll be published, and some are. There's a small percentage of people who it's public, but you don't have to worry about that for 72 years. So. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, comments by the general public, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member would like to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair, board, majority vote.
Steve Wiegand, Wiegand, 9209 Evergreen Canyon Drive, 89134. Some of you guys might know I purchased Julie's place behind Tom's place, and we're going through the planning process now. We should be on the agenda for next month. And I'm looking forward to everybody's support. I guess that's really all I wanted to say. Just give you a heads up that we should be on the agenda for next month.
Some people may not know what you're asking for support for that maybe weren't here before.
Well, we have an ATV business, and we're going to be applying for, let me see. We're going to be applying for converting the Julie's house into a business property. Right now it's been used for residential, so there's a process from changing it from residential to use it for commercial.
It is in C2, so we're, it's kind of, I'm hoping, more of a formality than a hurdle. And that's what next, that's what the, you know, that's what should be on the agenda next month when we come in front of you. We are going to be asking for a couple of waivers, most of which I don't think are out of the ordinary from everybody else's request as far as curb and gutter, offsite improvements, that kind of thing.
You're talking about the property right across the street here at Maple?
Right behind Pioneer Saloon on Main and Fail.
So then you'll have the traffic egress and all that will all come out at that next meeting then too, how you're going to access with the vehicles, or will you trailer them out of there? Or
some of the stuff will still be trailered down to our current location, which is down by Seven Magic Mountain. The stuff that we rent out, they will, you know, what we would like to do is escort them through town. Once they're out of town, cut them loose there. We are discussing stuff about shadowing the people, so we leave somebody out there so that they can bring them back into town. To kind of keep the... the traffic controlled, I guess, so we don't just, you know, we don't want to see anybody racing through town, disturbing anybody, that kind of thing.
But they will be using all the streets or whatever streets they want to in the community?
No.
Not really. We're not going to, we plan to kind of control that pretty well, as far as like maybe taking them up Main and then accessing out by the park, or coming through here by our property up here and then cutting them loose. I don't know what the name of that street is over there. But bringing them through town and up here into that area. Once the OHV trail is, or that area gets dedicated, the traffic would obviously be using, you know, going out to by the Pioneer Saloon and then turning left and just hitting the OHV area there.
I do have a question. Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Turning left? You mean as you go down 161?
That's where that OHV, Megan. That's where that OHV. That's where you're talking about that OHV trail going,
right.
Correct?
It's to the right, actually.
Well, there's two things. One is...
Leaving from my property would be to the left.
Leaving from your property, you're not supposed to use the roads. So we're going to have to talk about that. But the route I'm trying to come up with comes in only as far as Fail. It doesn't cross Fail or come into town. That's a route I'm trying to work on so that there's a way for OHVs to access town and then leave without coming through town. The OHV area that's part of the federal lands bill is over that way. Mm-hmm. So there's two different things. So the federal lands bill, that I don't know when that's going to happen, if it's going to happen. That could be years down the line. My
right.
thing I've been working on for a while for the access trail. So they're two different things.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So... That commercial, the property that is residential, you're trying to turn to commercial.
Yes.
You guys live there?
No.
So you guys, where do you guys, are in, out of town?
We live in Vegas.
Okay. So this would just be a business that you guys would be operating there, but no one's going to live in that house?
Correct.
Okay.
Let's not ask any more questions on this because people who are interested aren't here to hear about it because it's not on the agenda.
Right.
So we'll discuss it in depth, all your questions,
sure.
when it's on the agenda.
Next month, yeah, for sure.
Have you submitted already?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Is that other property right catty corner here part of a different ATV touring group? They tore it down. Excuse
me. If you have questions, can you address all of us and come up to the podium? It's just part of the comments by the general public so that everyone can hear you.
Sure.
I'm not trying to be weird about it.
No problem.
We're just trying to follow a protocol.
Yep.
As far as I know, there's no business licensed in Good Springs.
Yeah, I was just curious. I knew a group that was, they removed a house or took a trailer. That was
me.
So you are like right there at the
corner.
Yeah. That's fine. I thought somebody was related in that business.
Yeah. Well, what about the guy that's on exchange down?
They moved to Sandy Valley. They're in Sandy Valley now. They operate out of the general store.
Hmm. Did you get the general store to be functioning all the time?
The general store is open and doing well. They got their tobacco license back. They got their EBT working. They're still waiting on liquor and gaming. That's coming, but they are getting, and I should have said this, they're getting a gas station.
Whoa.
There's going to be gas pumps associated with the general store. I know, it's very exciting.
And food? Is it?
They don't have like a restaurant, but I mean, it's still just a general store.
Doing above ground pumps?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very
above
exciting.
Above ground tank, yep.
That's great.
Yeah, it's very exciting for those of us that live out there. And those of us that come home on fumes sometimes, it's very good.
Yeah.
And that should be in the next couple months. There's not a whole lot of infrastructure that has to be done for that to set the tank.
We have to get people to step up and say their own.
Do I have to stand up? I haven't been back. What about the Starbucks?
I just checked on their permit the other day.
Something's moving over there.
Right. They removed the tanks. They removed the underground tanks. I looked it up the other day and I can't remember. The permits, it's either been issued or ready to issue to do all the construction. So it's close.
Work.
I met them. If you guys saw a while back, they put the electric pumps, or the electric charging stations at Terrible's.
Yeah.
Those green ones that you can see. And I talked to the Terrible's guys there, and they were hoping to have it open first quarter of 2020, Starbucks. So, I mean, I find that hard to believe since they haven't even started it yet. But we'll see.
They can build a Starbucks in 3 months.
Well, the building's already there.
Oh.
They're going to use the old gas station.
They completely remodeled the old shell in less than a month.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It
was quick.
Yeah.
It looks good.
That's crazy.
So, Dr. Fleming and Megan,
yes.
Can we do the art walk again this year in May with the old timers reunion?
I'm game if you like.
And then
you guys decide.
And then I talked to Colleen about doing the open house for the fire department too at the same time.
That would be great.
I was thinking everything all at once. That'd be awesome.
Cool. Okay.
Everybody's still talking about it. Would love to do it again.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
What was it?
The art.
The artists, the plein air artists. And
when they did the opening last year.
That was
awesome.
That was good to do the open house for you guys too.
Yeah, and so we'll just do our official open house, and we'll bring Smokey the Bear if we can, and all the other fun stuff. So.
At the old time, the plane?
Mm-hmm.
In May.
We did that on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Will the vendors be out too, the same ones?
You mean the artists?
Yeah. There was vendors, weren't there, at the firehouse?
Well, we gave the artists the opportunity to show their work.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were selling like Lazy Susans and stuff like that. I think we got some stuff.
Right, because they were all volunteering to do it. So that was kind of our give back to them was if you come
participate,
then you can, and maybe we make it into an art show. You know, maybe we get more people that way.
It was fun. So,
and I'll talk to my guy in Utah, see if he'll come back down. And
that'd be great.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Oh, yeah.
Any other comments by the
so
time?
Like
any other comments?
Don't worry.
We had a timer. We had a
timer.
There's a group in Las Vegas, pioneering Las Vegas history. It's been meeting for over a year now, and it's first Wednesday of every month at the Springs Preserve, at the State Museum there. And they ask us to do a presentation. So March 4th, Good Springs will be doing a presentation of art history and just a lot of the things that we have from our historical society. So I just wanted to make you aware of that.
Where's that?
It's at the Springs Preserve at the State Museum, basically. It's run by Joe Thompson, and if you want to write down your email and give it to me, I'll email you his information, because there is they charge $18 cash to go to the, it's really a good lunch, and I've only been going for a few times, but they are on their 38th or 39th presentation, so it's really, and it's really terrific, but it's at 11:30, first Wednesday. So that'll be March 4th will be the one that is a Good Springs function, which I know doesn't work out great for a lot of people, but it is something that we would like to do here sometime too. So we could work that out possibly, and because we'll have actually five people speaking, and three of them went to school here, and the other two, you know, grew up here too. So it'll be good. We've been working on it for a while, and but anybody that is interested in or has the time to be able to do that, it'll be March 4th for ours, and then you can go any other time too. And it's the last one was the 50s in downtown Vegas or whatever. Anyway, so it's really been some very interesting programs, because most of the people, of course, the presenters are people that grew up there and have pictures of those times. So if you want, give me your emails and I'll give you some other information.
Any other comments by the public?
Yes. March 14th, we'd like to do another craft fair here.
Okay.
Oh, with the county.
Okay. All right. Next meeting is going to be February 25th. The meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, Tom.
I like it. That'd be awesome. That'd be a good series.
I should have brought the shell.
So,
see the shell.
Seriously, no. When did you cut your hair?
What?
Yeah,
he made it.
That's crazy.
Part of my surgery, and it was like.